The Senate passes a bill with major reforms for seniors on Medicare. A new poll finds a fifth of sick patients weren't able to get necessary medical care. And there are rumors that CVS is interested in acquiring Signify Health. It's all coming up on today's episode of Gist Healthcare Daily. It's Tuesday, August 9th, and I'm Alex Olgan with Gist Healthcare Daily, where I get the headlines and health business and policy news in about 10 minutes. If you like the podcast, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Before we start today's episode, I have an announcement. After more than three wonderful years producing Gist Healthcare Daily, I'm leaving to take on a new challenge. That means Gist is looking for a new podcast host. If you're a curious person up for the challenge of keeping the industry up to speed on the gist of what matters in healthcare every day, check out the job posting on gisthealthcare.com. My last episode will be on Friday, August 12th. Thank you all so much for listening. Over the weekend, the Senate passed a $739 billion healthcare and climate bill along party lines. The so-called Inflation Reduction Act includes healthcare provisions that Democrats have been long trying to achieve, including giving Medicare the power to negotiate drug prices. This will apply to 10 expensive drugs starting in 2026 and increase to 20 by 2029. The estimated $288 billion in savings from allowing these negotiations will allow the government to cap seniors' out-of-pocket Medicare Part D drug spending to $2,000 a year, which will help more than a million seniors who are spending more than that on expensive medications, as there's currently no limit. The legislation would also provide free vaccines to seniors and cap their out-of-pocket cost for insulin at $35 a month. However, Republicans stripped the measure that would have extended that cap to diabetics with private insurance. The bill also funds enhanced premium assistance through 2025 to millions of Americans buying health insurance on the Affordable Care Act exchanges. The largest revenue generator in the bill is a new 15% minimum tax on big companies, as well as increased IRS enforcement. The House is scheduled to vote on the bill this Friday. The pandemic disrupted all kinds of non-COVID medical care. Those disruptions, combined with inflation, are leading a fifth of Americans with serious illnesses to skip or delay care. This is according to a poll of more than 4,000 adults by NPR, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. It's worse among people of color. A third of Native American respondents and a quarter of Black respondents said they weren't able to get care or had to delay care for serious illnesses over the last year. That compares to a fifth of Latino and white respondents. The delays in care aren't because people are uninsured. As researchers involved in the poll told NPR, most people who said they had delays in care were insured. What is clearly playing a role is an understaffed, overburdened healthcare workforce unable to meet routine care needs. Several studies have shown dips in childhood vaccinations, cancer screenings, and other routine preventive care. If providers don't increase outreach and capacity for this kind of care, there could be longer-term consequences. Providers could be facing the prospect of treating more complex, higher acuity patients. CVS is reportedly considering a bid to buy Signify Health, according to the Wall Street Journal, which cited sources familiar with the matter. The Dallas-based company provides physicians, payers, and health systems with the tools and technology to provide in-home care. Signify went public last year and acquired Accountable Care Organization manager Caravan Health earlier this year. Last week, the journal reported Signify, valued at more than $4 billion, is looking for buyers. While CVS is said to be interested, so are private equity firms and other managed care companies.
Acquiring Signify would allow CVS to further build out its care delivery offerings. During an earnings call last week, executives told investors the company plans to grow its primary care and home health businesses through mergers and acquisitions. This follows reports that CVS had been considering acquiring concierge primary care company One Medical before Amazon clinched the deal for $3.9 billion. Competitor Walgreens is also farther along in its physician-led primary care services. The company invested in VillageMD and home health benefit management company CareCentrix. Other payers, such as Humana and United Health Group, have been building out their home health assets through acquisitions of Kindred and LHC Group, respectively. Taking a look at healthcare stocks, on rumors of a deal, shares of Signify Health jumped nearly 11% on Monday. The overall healthcare sector was up about a quarter of a percentage point.
Thanks for listening to Gist Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olkin. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on gisthealthcare.com. Gist Healthcare Daily is an independent production of Gist Healthcare.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.